This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for January 24th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Just a reminder, time is running out for you to take advantage of Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. It goes away, leaves the internet very soon. If you haven't already signed up for it, we have a special offer for you. Tell you about that after the break. Topic number 5 today, wars and rumors of war. Days after he warned NATO of the likelihood of nuclear war if Russia loses in Ukraine, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, who's the current deputy chairman of their Security Council, said the world stands on the brink of World War III due to ongoing Western aggression against Russia. Now, he's talking, of course, about the ongoing arming of Ukrainian military forces by the NATO nations. On the same day, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said something very similar, saying the confrontation with NATO can no longer be seen as a hybrid war or proxy war, but instead is fast approaching a real war. Said this during a joint press conference with his South African counterpart, Naledi Pandor. And Russia presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov sounded a similar alarm on Monday during separate remarks, saying that the current rush to supply Western-made arms and weapons, tanks specifically, to the battlefield in Ukraine will severely escalate the conflict. Quote, the Ukrainian people will pay the burden of this so-called support, end quote. Meanwhile, on the NATO side of the battlefield, its expansion into Scandinavia has hit what seems to be an insurmountable obstacle, or at least Turkey is laying down conditions for more negotiations. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey, said Monday that Sweden should not expect support from us for NATO. Now, since NATO membership must be agreed upon by all existing member states, Turkey has the power to veto Sweden's application to join the alliance. On Saturday, demonstrations against Turkey in Sweden's capital, Stockholm, included an incident where a copy of the Quran was burned in front of Turkey's embassy. This has enraged Turkish officials, especially coming after another protest less than 2 weeks ago where a Kurdish group, not well-liked by the Turkish government, a Kurdish group hanged an effigy of President Erdogan and tweeted out images. Again, without Turkey's support, Sweden's entry into NATO is dead on arrival. Topic number 4, COVID crushed churches. About 4,500 Protestant churches closed in 2019. Now, that's the last year for which data is available, with about 3,000 new churches opening. This is according to Lifeway Research. This is the first time since Lifeway started tracking the number of evangelical churches in the United States that the number has not grown. Protestant pastors reported that typical church attendance after the pandemic lockdowns is only about 85% of what it used to be. Research from from Lifeway Research and the University of Chicago found that in spring of 2022, 67%, 2 out of 3, reported attending church at least once a year, compared with 75% the year before. But while COVID-19 may have accelerated the decline, this is a longer running trend of people leaving churches, leaving organized religion in the United States. In 2017, Lifeway surveyed young adults between the ages of 18 and 22 who attended church regularly, and the firm found that 7 out of 10 had stopped attending church regularly after leaving high school. Some of the reasons, logistical: you get out of high school, you go to college, you move away, you don't find a new church. It's easy to find reasons not to go to church when you're in college. I say this from experience. But according to the research, one of the top answers seems to be more judgmental rather than logistical. Younger people find, they say, that church leaders are hypocritical, or there's no real reason. They don't feel like they're accepted in a new church body. About a quarter of the young adults who dropped out of church said they disagreed with their church's stance on political and social issues. Now, really, this is not that hard to understand, because we in the Western church have so desupernaturalized the Bible, we've not given our kids and our grandkids any good reason to accept that the Bible is any more authoritative on political and social issues than a TikTok influencer. And so, of course, when they find something that suits their natural tendencies, and all of us are in a fallen state, We always tend to gravitate towards things that tickle our, you know, itching ears. They wind up leaving the church. They don't have a good reason to stay. Topic number three, carbon credits. Back in the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic Church sold indulgences. You could basically pay to get a get-out-of-hell-free card from the church, essentially. Well, a similar thing is happening in the modern world related to carbon emissions. Advocates are promoting the scheme as a way to save the environment, but really, carbon credits are nothing more than a devious tax, regulate, and control mechanism. It's not a coincidence that the most philosophically and ethically compromised people are promoting them. Not least among them, Al Gore, who you might remember last week had an epic rant at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, yelling that we're going to lose our ability to govern ourselves if we don't control our carbon emissions. Of course, Mr. Gore flew to Switzerland, emitting tons of carbon, no doubt, to basically tell us we need to give up our right to govern ourselves so that we can protect our right to govern ourselves. Being a liberal means you are completely impervious to hypocrisy and or irony. Anyway, carbon accounting is creeping into many places in everyday lives. If you use Google Flights to check airline fares, you can see already that they are accounting and giving you, on the, along with the airline prices, here's how much carbon or CO2 you will emit by taking this flight. Do you want to offset this by buying carbon credits? Well, no, but a federal carbon tax is already in place. For our northern neighbors in Canada, this is causing the prices of food and other goods to skyrocket. But to our Canadian friends, sadly, I say you have not seen anything yet because the federal carbon tax is set to triple by the year 2030. There's a growing push to implement this carbon credit scam worldwide, and it's not a coincidence. The pandemic led much of the world to deliberately shut down economic activity to slow the spread. Didn't work, but that really wasn't the point. The point was to, I think, destroy fiat currency and replace it with this new currency based on carbon use. Carbon credits. You get X amount per day based on what the average citizen should use for heating, cooking, transportation, and so on. And if you go beyond that, well, you've got to pay more. It is a way for governments ultimately to tax and control you and me. It is not about saving the environment. And again, the biggest scam since the indulgences of the Middle Ages. Topic number two, save the children. An investigation into a suspected pedophile ring within London's Metropolitan Police Force has taken a very dark turn. One of the suspects found dead at home the day he was due to be charged. Chief Inspector Richard Watkinson, supposed to present himself at a police station to be charged with conspiracy to distribute or show indecent images of children, making indecent photos of a child, and other charges. He was found dead at his home when he didn't show up. Two other men, a 63-year-old former Metropolitan Firearms Officer, Metropolitan Police Firearms Officer, that is, now based in Scotland, Jack Addis, and a 62-year-old former Metropolitan Police Officer named Jeremy Laxton, due to appear before Westminster Magistrates Court on February 9th as part of this ring. Coming up, we have found the Russian collusion. You'll never guess where. That's next on 5 and 10.
Music, movies, light, and fame. In the height of his career through the 1950s and 60s, shining star Pat Boone was an infamous actor, musician, and Christian television host. But with temptation at every turn, how was this famous rock star able to hold true to his Christian heart? New from Defender Publishing is the Pat Boone Special Offer. Take a step back in time with Pat Boone's book, If, the eternal choice we all must make. Discover how God led an ordinary man into an extraordinary six-decade-long journey through Hollywood, where he would go toe-to-toe with the world's best musicians, such as Elvis Presley, dining with kings and queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all the while never losing track of the humble roots that led him through this fascinating journey. also included in the Pat Boone special offer, The Big If DVD Guide. Learn from the self-proclaimed Christian activist Pat Boone himself as he shares his original plans for a quiet life that exploded into the 60-year adventure he lives now. But that's not all. You'll also join the Skywatch investigative team and the ladies of Simply His in the If Video Companion three-part DVD as they sit down with Pat Boone to discuss his life after fame, his angelic vision of his wife's passing, and God's intervention in his life. These items, sold separately, hold a retail value of $70, but can be yours today for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Shop online at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. The Pat Boone Special Offer, available now.
Item number one today, you really can't make this stuff up. A former top FBI counterintelligence official. In fact, he's the guy who received the tip that supposedly kicked off the Trump-Russia investigation. You know, the claim that Vladimir Putin was actually running Donald Trump. Trump, you might remember the nickname, Putin's puppet, they called him. Well, the guy who received that tip, the FBI counterintelligence officer, has been arrested and charged with violating U.S. sanctions on Russia by taking secret payments from a Russian oligarch to investigate another Russian oligarch. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan have charged Charles McGonigal, former special agent in charge of the FBI's New York counterintelligence desk, with taking secret payments from Oleg V. Deripaska, violating U.S. sanctions, to help the Russian billionaire, who himself was indicted last year for violating Russian sanctions. McGonigal retired in 2018. But again, it is notable, the guy who kicked off the investigation into Russian collusion has now been charged with colluding with Russians. Skywatch TV's Fall-Winter Virtual Conference, Exposing the Darkness, still available. If you've not yet taken advantage of it, here's a special offer for you. Through February 4th, if you sign up and use the promo code DARKLASTCHANCE, one word, Dark Last Chance, save 10%. Get 10% off. 24 cutting-edge presentations, plus as a free bonus, all 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. Find out more, sign up online, and get instant access for 90 days in full HD at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. Throughout his long career, Pat Boone has done pretty much everything. I mean, acting, music, author, best-selling author, by the way, pro sports team owner, preacher, teacher. He has really done it all, and he is still active. I pray that 25 years from now, I am as active as Mr. Boone. Well, he joined us on panel at Skywatch TV to talk about his next book. It is about the most important question you will ever have to answer. Title of the book is If. Don't miss the programs. You'll find our broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. But the easy thing to do is watch the program either at our website, skywatchtv.com, or better yet, download our app. Add it to Roku or Apple TV. It is free. Gets all of our video content right into your big screen, bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, or add our app to your smartphone or tablet, which not only gets you to our video content, but important news updates 3 times a week as well, and a calendar of our upcoming events, plus other information, things going on at Skywatch TV. The free app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And to make things easy for you to find the app store that is correct for your device, we have links at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.